Let's give the worship team a round of applause. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, man, to go into the presence of the Lord, that is great. I mean, to sing about the name above all names, that just blows my mind. I just don't want to leave the presence of God right now. Oh, it is so great to be in the presence of God, but there is no name like His. That name, we just had an interpretation there. That name gives you everything you need in life. Everything. There's no lack in the body of Christ, because Christ is all in all. I thank God that I can count on Him and that we continue to grow and count on Him more and more, because He is everything to us. Praise God. It is good, these songs that allow us to realize we can rest in our Lord. And He alone, we can have our confidence, because He is the rock of all ages. So praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a round of applause. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I just love singing His name. Just a few announcements today. Just mark your calendars. We are having the annual business meeting on Wednesday, September 1st at 7 p.m. There will be no regular service or activities. So for those that are members, show up. Enjoy. Do our part and vote and be a part of the body of Christ and enjoy what God has blessed us with as we share what has happened over the past year. So it's a blessing. Show up and just enjoy the time of fellowship and let's get God's business done. So also, the kitchen, we're going to be working in the kitchen and we're still looking for money to finish the project. We're short I think last recorded is around $2,000. So we thank God for getting there, but we're still looking to finish this project, so we need each other's help. So I encourage you to be a part. Yes, I might have an update. Okay, you hear that? If anyone can give Steve a hand, we would greatly appreciate it. That way we can get the work done and get this kitchen renovated and be blessed by it. Also, while we're speaking on help, if anyone else can stay by afterwards and help take down the decor that we have for VPS, we greatly appreciate that too. So, you want to know what you can do for the kingdom? Participate in the little things, because it's the little things that affect the vine. So let God bless you. Let God bless you. See Gloria. There's a thing here about if you want to help the homeless veterans out, see Gloria with your plastic bags that you get from like Walmart and stuff, just to help. It's amazing what God has blessed us with the talent and the ability to do to bless other people. We throw those bags away, most of us, and we can bless other people with it. So see Gloria. She'll be able to help you. Yes, Karen. Gloria, you want to tell them what the bags are for? Amen. Amen. That, do you realize that's one way we can be a good Samaritan? Mm. Praise God. I mean, it's something so small, but yet we can do great things for the kingdom to bless those that are homeless. Well, praise God. I also want to remind everyone that Men's Ministries Bike Ride is on August 28th. Meet at the church at 8 a.m. If you have any questions, you can see me or Ishatu. Also,
tonight is a youth and adult class. The youth has changed to 6 p.m., just for those that do not know. So it is at youth starts at 6 p.m., okay? With that, let's welcome the pastor. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you, Harry. The Lord is so good, right? Nice to see you, Jack. Praise the Lord. All the time, that's right. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We do welcome you here today. Welcome all of you here. Nice to see you, Nancy. Praise the Lord. And also our phone church, we welcome, and also our live stream. God's good to us, right? Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. Starting with verse 17. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hidden in a cave at Makeda. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave and set men by it to keep them. Father, we thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your help, Lord God. And Father, we pray your blessing upon your word. Lord, we thank you because we know that you will honor your word. And Father, we love you and thank you for it. Lord, we just pray your blessing upon each and every one here today, and it is by phone and live stream. And Father, we just pray that you will continue to bless and minister. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you do. Lord, we pray for Doug as he's in the hospital. We pray, God, that you'll touch his body. We pray, God, that you would intervene and minister to him and help him, Lord God, we pray. Thanking you for everything that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. The armies are gone. Those blessed enough to have run away were in a distant place now. The others were left on the battlefield lying dead. The five kings only days before were heads of their kingdom, huddled in a damp cave, bat-infested cave at Makeda. And the bitter, irritating odor of the bat menorah stinging their nose. Their trembling arms and legs barely keeping them from falling. And by that, you know we're not in the jungle anymore. Wow. I feel like the little girl that said, we're not in Kansas anymore. These jailed men stared vacantly at one another. These kings would be conquerors, these would-be conquerors had been crushed in battle by the Israelite forces, led by a man called General Joshua. The Word of God tells us the gloomy story. In verses 9 to 11 in the Living Bible, it says this, Joshua traveled all night from Gilgal and took the enemy armies by surprise. Then the Lord threw them into a panic so that the army of Israel slaughtered great numbers of them at Gibeon and chased the others all the way to Beth Horon and Yazizkah and Makeda, killing them along the way. And as the enemy was racing down the hill to Beth Horon, the Lord destroyed them with a great hailstorm. Wow. God always intervenes, right? He said, it says this, that it continued all the way to Azekah. In fact, more men This is the scripture that it tells us here. More men died from the hail storm than by the sword of the Israelites. Wow. Church, that's God. That's God. That's a God that intervenes. And that's a God who takes control. You see, the Israelites were the invaders, finally conquering the promised land, which at this time was, of course, we know was given by God. And it was given to God to Abraham many years before, driving the heathen Canaanites out of the land was not a simple task at all. It wasn't a walk in the park, as per se. These ones who worshipped pagan deities refused to give in and fought against God's army with all their might. It's a lesson, I believe, church. It's a lesson that we must never forget. You see, the enemy never gives up his strongholds without a knock-down, all-out fight. He never does. And the Israelites did not defeat this group of armies on their own. The Bible makes that very clear to you and I. They didn't win this battle on their own. God sent, as we understand it, a supernatural, as we read it, hailstorm that took out more enemy troops than the swords of the Israelites. One can only tremble upon considering what might have happened to Israel had God not intervened and fought for them. One could only imagine. The enemy, of course, we understand, the pagan armies, had but one thing in mind, and that was they wanted to totally alienate God's people. Not changed, has it? And Satan has never changed his strategy. Not at all. His plans have not changed. Alienation. I might be speaking to someone by phone here or by live stream, to someone who is under pressure or attack. What's going on? I've come to you in the name of the Lord. And at this moment, sin maybe have come against you like an invading army. You've done what you could to put up a battle. Your energy is possibly maybe all gone. And yet the forces that bound together against you are slowly but surely wearing you down. And all Satan wants to do is execute you. You need someone who will work with you. We all do, right? We know that. You need someone a whole lot bigger than you to enter the battle and to fight for you. It's not the things of this world that you need, not at all. You need someone, not things, to fight for you. We need God. You need And I need the gospel, the good news. And it's this. There is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Wow. Church, that is a sure word. It is a saying to be trusted. You can trust that word, 1 Timothy 1:15. And it is deserving of universal acceptance. Wow. Jesus Christ entered the world to rescue sinners. Wow. Jesus can and will deliver us from the oppressing trespasser. But Jesus is going to expect something from us, just as he expected something from Joshua and, of course, the children of Israel. Number one is this. We must understand that there is a group that out there that is against us. That doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, right? We know that. Remember how Joshua and the Israelites ran roughly and forcefully over Jericho? And a little later, he did the same thing in Ai and Bethel. Did the same thing. Fear hit the land of Canaan like a plague. One man said this. He said, the kings of the city-states lived in terror of this band of former desert wanderers and their great God. And they determined to do something about these believers in God. The first name is Adonizedek. Just a nice, nice English word. A nice English name, right? He was the king of Jerusalem. And at that time, Jerusalem was just a very tiny little place. You see, from one side to the other, it would take you about 90 seconds to get there. On the same post, there was a sign. It was a welcome sign. And also there was, come again. On the same post. That's how small it was. Adonizedek knew that by himself, he didn't have a chance. So he came up with a plan. Satan always has a plan, right? He came up with a plan. And he formed a group, a league, against God's people. Wow. 19 miles south of Jerusalem was Hebron. 16 miles west of Jerusalem, there was Jarmuth. And then there was Lachish. It was 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem and was a stronghold and a fortress. And the last plotter, the last schemer, city, was Eglon, which was located close to the coastal area. But none of these five cities in itself would have been much of a match for Israel. But put them together. Put them together. And they could make some very loud noise. Once allied, they attacked the people of God, and this is more than a history lesson that we understand today. Satan has formed a league against us. Satan is a bully. And he loves the principle of ganging up on people. And we might not know the alliance against one another. We might not know the things that we go through, that people go through, like immorality or drugs or financial struggle, or maybe a family life that resembles a war zone. Maybe you feel inadequate, indifferent, and just so-so. Maybe you deal with loneliness. Maybe you deal with an incurable disease. Maybe you deal with unbelief, and the list could go on and on. Perhaps you could handle one of those at a time. But Satan hasn't allowed that at all. He has not allowed you the pleasure of a one-on-one confrontation. No, not at all. You see, he has formed an alliance against you. You don't have to guess at it, church. You don't have to guess at it. You know it. Satan has pulled out all his arsenal. He has gone into his warehouse and is bringing out all of his weapons. And I believe more and more in these last days. You feel you are dead in your tracks. And you haven't got a chance. It's not a matter of if you will collapse. It is a matter of when it will happen. But the story in Joshua chapter 10 is not over with. Glory. We need to know, church, in this story, that there was a general called Joshua, and he prayed, and God answered his prayer. Number one, or number two. Prayer is where you start to turn this battle around. This is it. Church, you see, when it comes to this attack, you need something bigger than a lay me down to sleep prayer. You need a bigger friend than some off-the-wall scientist or some off-the-wall person who knows all about the sky that is blue and why it is blue and why the chicken crossed the road and what came first, the chicken or the egg. Church, we need God. And the sooner that we start talking to him, the better off we're going to be. Wow. You see, God heard Joshua's prayer. Glory. And God answered. And the Bible tells us, and the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them, for I have given them into your power. Not a man of them shall be able to stand his ground against you. Wow. Church, let me tell you something. Prayer is not a few memorized words. One man said this. He said, prayer is the deepest feelings of a person's soul expressed in the simplest words he or she knows. That's what prayer is. So here we are. Joshua was faced with an alliance of satanic kings. And so what did he do? He prayed. And God heard his prayer and answered immediately. Now don't ask me, I don't know why God don't answer immediately all the time. But he's God. If you are being attacked today by a number of enemies of your soul, you need supernatural help. It begins when we pray. Prayer, as the pray as the publican in Luke 18:13 did. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Pray as the thief on the cross did. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You pray with your whole being body, soul, and spirit. Knowing that you are under attack by an unholy alliance from hell, this is no time for arrogance. It's no time for ego. It's no time for pride or self-importance. This is the time for you to get before God and cry out for His mercy and His forgiveness. This is the kind of praying that will bring back the calm. It is the same prayer that will bring back the peace, that will drive away temptations, that will resolve and overcome Satan and secure the ministry and the service of angels. Church, he says he sent angels around them. This is the kind of praying that will form a divine wall of protection between you and the alliances of Satan's kings. Let me tell you something. There's nothing starts in the realm of God's intervention. Nothing starts in the realm of God's intervention until we pray. Wow. You see, when Joshua prayed, the armies of the kings were crushed. They were shattered. The kings hid themselves in the cave at Makeda. Now, I want you to listen to this very quickly and very carefully. You are not safe from the attacks of these kings until these kings are dead. Wow. Joshua learned that Israel's tormentors were hiding in a cave. That's what he learned. That's what he found out. So you know what he did? Until he could get there, he told his boys to cover up the entrance of the cave with stones. That's what he told them to do. I can't get there right away, but if you go down there and cover that there cave up, then I'll be there and then I'll take care of it. He had his men roll the rocks over the mouth of the cave, and there was no escaping at all. In Joshua 10:22-26, we see how Joshua dealt with the alliance of kings. That's what it talks about there. It might sound brutal. It might sound cruel and merciless, but it comes from the Word of God. Let's take a look at it. Joshua chapter 10, starting with verse 22. Then said Joshua, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me out of the cave." And they did so and brought forth those five kings to him out of the cave. And the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jeremoth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings to Joshua that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war, which went with him, "Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings." And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said to them, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to you, to all your enemies against whom you fight." And afterward, Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. Wow, that don't sound real nice, does it? I mean, they think they have some gory stuff on TV now. Read that. Let's make it very clear, church. Your deliverance from your attacking king cannot be a temporary relief. Number three, you need a spiritual Makeda experience. Wow. You need to know that Satan has sent killers against your body, against your soul, and against your spirit. And as one man said, and pampering of the enemy is just prolonging your scheduled destruction, which he has plans for. See, if you want deliverance, if you want real deliverance, then those sins which haunt you night and day must be killed. Because your body is not big enough for life and death. Both. Not at all. You see, sin means to bring about your death. So if you want life, then death has to go. That alliance, that bond, that connection has to be broken. So if you want to live, there are some things that have to die. These kings that have conspired against you in unholy alliance will hide out in the caves of your heart whenever they can. They will. Being in the service like this, make them take temporary cover. But at the first opportunity they have, they will emerge and they will attack again and again and again unless we execute them. Joshua and the Israelites defeated the five kings. With the help of God, the plotting, scheming armies were routed out, were gone. And that is exactly, church, that's exactly in closing, what must happen in our bodies and our mind today if we want to live spiritually. That stuff has to go. All things pass away, and then all things can become new. That's what the scripture says. Haven't you, maybe you're here in the sanctuary or by phone or by live stream, haven't you been tormented and attacked long enough? Then why not do something about it? Like Joshua did. It will require some effort and resistance on our part. That's what it will be. So these kings thought they had it. And they had the plan down. Joshua took care of them with God's help. With every head bowed and every eye closed, maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, man, I've been dealing with things. I've been dealing with some of these kings. It's been destroying my life, destroying my spiritual life. And I need victory over them. I'm going to ask Harry and Steve to come. And there might be somebody here in this sanctuary that says, I fought it long enough and I can't fight it anymore. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to go and think that somebody's against you or you're not liked or something. Not at all. But God wants to take away those kings that are destroying your life. Satan wants them to be there. But God wants to take them away. I don't know, Verity, if you have any music back there or you can play. But I want you to think about it. There are a lot of things that try to steal our joy. There's a lot of things that try to hamper our relationship with God. And the Word of God says that those things must be taken care of. And we pray it in Jesus' name. And if you're one of those that are dealing with that, don't hesitate. Just come. And these guys are going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been bombarded long enough. You've been attacked long enough. And God, He wants to set you free. Israel could not take care of all five of them. Israel couldn't do that. So God intervened in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you and we praise you. Touch these ones, Lord God, I pray. Move and minister, Lord God, I pray. Father, I thank you and I praise you. I glorify you. And I ask, Lord God, for your touch. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you just raise your hands? Would you worship him? Would you praise him? Would you glorify him? Would you magnify the name of Jesus? Oh God, we thank you. We glorify you. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will touch each and every one. Lord, we come to you at this time, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. And we thank you for the victory, Lord, that we're going to see. We're going to thank you, Lord God. Oh, whenever we were praying, the victory came. The answer came when we were kneeling there in prayer. The answer came. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We lift up the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that, Lord God, that you're here in this place. We thank you, Lord God, for touching hearts and lives. We thank you, Lord God, for moving and ministering, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for setting people free. I thank you, Jesus. I magnify your name. I glorify your name. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Oh, set them free, Lord, we pray. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for it. I thank you for your touch. I thank you for your help, Lord God. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for the victory that you've given. I thank you for the care, Lord, that you have. And Lord God, she's your child. And Lord God, we come against everything that Satan tries to throw at us. Lord God, we come in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of the Lord. We don't come with spears and swords, Lord God, but we come in the name of the Lord. And God, right now we pray that you would move and minister, that you would touch, Lord God, right now, and let there be victory in your name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and glorify him. Go ahead and name that name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he is Lord. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. We thank you for the, oh God, that you have broken the yoke, Lord God. And Father, we give you the glory and we give you the praise because we're going to come back singing. We're going to come back rejoicing. We're going to come back glorifying the name. Hallelujah, Lord, the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your touch. I thank you for your touch, Lord. Lord God, I pray that you'll help. I pray, God, that you'll move and minister. Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you.
Love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn is love endures forever. It's being praised, being praised, being praised, being praised. Yeah, forever God is faithful. Forever God is good.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Because
Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad He set us free? Aren't you glad He set us free? Hallelujah. He has set us free. God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're just going to continue this out. If you got to leave, feel free, but have a great week. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Jesus, 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 glory, 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 His name is higher, His name is higher, glory, glory, oh, glory, glory. Glory, glory. You are King, but I love me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to
praise the Lord.